Southeast Wisconsin has some of the best high school and college athletes in the country. How did they get their start? Where did they begin their journey? It's time to talk about some of the best youth sports programs in the area. 10% luck, 20% skill, 15% concentrated power of will. This is the Youth Sports Show, brought to you by Allstate Insurance. Are you in good hands? Let's turn it over to the Fans High School Insider, Big Time, Mike McGivern.
Oh, welcome into the Youth Sports Show, brought to you by Allstate Insurance on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. I'm Mike McGivern, and we're doing something a little different today. First, let me introduce Andy Ayers. He's Allstate Insurance rep, handles the Cedarburg area, and I can't thank you enough, Andy. You and the other five agencies that have gotten involved on a partnership level with me on this Youth Sports Show, and could not do this type of show without you, so thank you.
Mike, pleasure to be here, and thank you for partnering with us. You do so great work in the community and everything, and the toy drive, big success. Congratulations on that.
Did you hear the number?
I heard it on your last show.
My goodness. So when we started this thing, we had $8,000 the first year. We went over $200,000 of cash and toys, and definitely want to thank all of our sponsors. I want to thank Blaine's Farm and Fleet. I want to thank my Allstate Insurance agents that got involved and really helped out. Not only being a sponsor, but came down and helped us collect toys down at the event itself. And my guys at Bayview Shade and Blind, and certainly the people at Blaine's Farm and Fleet have been awesome. Hey, Andy, to talk a little bit about, you handle the Cedarburg area. Do you also handle Mequon and the North Shore? Tell me.
Sure. We're located in Cedarburg, but we can service pretty much anyone in Wisconsin. So give us a call, and we'll take care of you, especially at these holiday times. You know, people looking for a little extra cash, and we may be able to help get them that cash by giving them a better rate.
262-474-1200.
Correct.
262-474-1200. And look, if you want to talk sports, talk to Andy. And then talk insurance and how to get money and what your rates are. And this is a good time of year to reach out to them before the new year. You know what? Get a feel on if there's some things that Andy can do from Allstate Insurance to help you save some money in 2020. Would highly recommend it. Andy, when we talked about having you come in, and I think the normal thing that I do on this show is I'll bring in somebody that runs a youth sports show or a youth sports organization. So last week was the Greendale Youth Girls Basketball Program. The week before it was maybe a hockey program, and I've kind of stretched. I'm pretty good with baseball, basketball, football. You get into hockey, you get into lacrosse, you get into dance, some of the other ones that I've done on the show. And you know what? It's a stretch for me. We did figure skating a few weeks ago.
Okay, great.
Oh, boy, that was a hard one. They were so interesting, and those kids work really hard, but I don't look like a figure skater, do I?
No, you don't.
No, I do not. So that was tough. And I said, hey, what would you like to do? And he said, look, I'd like to have a topic of parent involvement in youth sports. And it's not going to be a bashing show because that's not what we do here. But we do get in the weeds every once in a while. So there'll be a couple of things that we'll talk about with parents. But he said, I've got a couple guys I'd love to bring in. I just said, who would you like to bring in? Nick, is it Mueller or Miller?
Miller.
Nick Miller, he's the head boys basketball coach at Cedarburg High School. And I want to say congratulations to the 2-0 Bulldogs. Guys like me that talk a lot of high school basketball didn't see 2-0. I got to be honest with you.
No, I don't think a lot of people had us in the area going 2-0 this week. This was a really tough stretch in our season, especially starting out with your first two games. Going on the road to Grafton, who's considered one of the best teams in the area, and then at Homestead last night. Really, really intense matchups, good matchups for our team. And we came out, you know, internally we knew we'd be solid this year. I don't even think in-house our kids truly believe they could go 2-0. But now they're believing. They're really bought in. We put in a lot of work this past summer and going into the fall. So it's really not all that surprising, but certainly a great start for us.
Man, well done. We're also joined by the athletic director at Concordia University. I'll see him in a couple of weeks. He is Rob Barnhill. Rob, how you doing?
Good, man. Good to see you.
It's good to see you again. Yeah, with WBY Shootout coming out to your neck of the woods.
Yeah.
We're going to be doing some games on that Saturday here on 105.7 FM, The Fan, at 12:50. Bart Winkler will do the play-by-play. I'll do the color, which I just get out of his way. He's really good. So it's good to see you. Hey, Rob, let me start with you. And we talk about this, the parent involvement in youth sports. And I looked at your background, and I appreciate you guys sending this. look, U Sports been a big part of what you do and what you've done in the past, and you understand in that arena a lot. And the parent involvement thing, I don't know if it's because everybody's on YouTube nowadays and you get to see all this craziness when it comes to this stuff, but there are some really good things that parents are doing to get their kids involved in sports. You've been around it for a long time. Did you coach at that level?
I've coached youth sport. I've coached youth baseball, hockey, soccer, basketball, football.
Okay. Not lacrosse. Dance. No, look at you.
No, not dance. No. Yeah. As a kid, I took dance lessons.
Or figure skating. You didn't coach figure skating,
no,
right?
All
right?
No, okay. I play hockey, but I don't represent skating at all.
Yeah.
I have a saying that would probably be a good way to kick this off. Coaches coach, players play, parents pay. As long as we stay in our lane,
yeah,
everything is great. Everything's great.
Yeah, that's kind of the goal. And I know that that we as coaches, and I just retired 36 years of coaching basketball at all different levels, and I've seen the good, the bad, and the really ugly behind it. And I don't know if that helicopter type parent is more prevalent now, or we just hear about it more or see it more. And Andy, I'm gonna go to you on this. You've been involved in youth sports, correct?
Absolutely. U9, U10 soccer for many years.
Yeah, for many years. And I'm sure that you have seen there isn't a sport that we can say, well, that sport doesn't have any bad parents. Because you know what? And I don't even want to say bad parents, just maybe parents that are misguided. Look, nobody on your soccer teams, Andy, have you've not coached in the World Cup, right?
Nope.
You have not coached in the
World Cup.
You've not
anyway.
Coached in the NCAA finals, right?
Nope, not yet. So we had the younger parents just learning the programs, and a whole lot of good ones there, but there were a few incidents as well.
Yeah, and I don't know. I'll give you guys, and I think Nick, you'll enjoy this probably more than most. I was a 18-year-old coach at a grade school, basketball coach at a grade school on the east side of Milwaukee. And it was a really long time ago. And the big VHS cameras that they had to use back then, I had a parent after one of the games came up and she said, hey, I videotaped the game for you. And I said, oh, that's great. Thanks. She goes, please don't be mad at me. And I videotaped it not for the reason you think. And again, please don't be mad. Handed it to me and took off running. And I went home. She videotaped me. And what a complete jerk I was. And I'm talking like embarrassed. Like I was coaching fifth, sixth grade. What was that, Bobby Knight? It was so eye-opening for me. And the next time I saw her, I went up and gave her a hug, and she said, you're not mad at me? I said, no. You know, thank you. Like, I can't believe that's how I sound and that's how I look. Well, then what I wanted to do is in return start videotaping some of the parents that I had on that team. And I'm wondering for you, you've been, you know, you're a young guy. So how you've been 2 years the head coach at Cedarburg?
Yeah, this is my second year in Cedarburg, and then I was a head coach out in Jefferson for 3 years prior.
Okay, and the are you involved in the youth program, the
yes.
youth basketball program, the Junior Bulldogs? Is that what it is?
No, we go by CBC, so Cedarburg Basketball Club.
Okay,
and yeah, I have a lot of involvement in there. Really, from my point of view, I kind of structure all the X's and O's for our program so that we have progressions throughout our entire program. Our CBC board does a phenomenal job of organizing and do all that stuff, so that takes a lot of pressure off of me.
How much do you, because we're talking about parent involvement in youth sports, how much do you address that, and do you have to get involved in it in the beginning to say, look, these are our rules, and this is what we truly believe, and so let's make sure as parents that we follow what we're asking you to follow?
Yeah, we have one big parent meeting for our entire CBC program at the start of the season before any practices take place and kind of lay out the expectations. And every parent has to sign off on a sheet, kind of like a contract, saying you will not do this, you will not do this, you will not do this. And if you do, we are going to ask you not to to attend some of your son or daughter's games.
Wow, that's harsh. Have you? Yeah. Do you know if that's been...
There's been a few minor issues. You know, in Cedarburg, we have a lot of great people and a lot of great parents. So thankfully, we haven't had to deal with a whole lot. But I know there's been some extenuating circumstances where we have to ask a parent, hey, you either need to relax or, unfortunately, you're not going to be able to attend anymore.
Hey, can I ask you, do you guys, and I'll go right down the line, Andy, do you guys believe in open practices? Do you invite parents to come to practices? And what are the pros and cons in your eyes to that?
I was big on parents being involved. Typically it was the dads, and I worked with the girls, so the daughters just thrive whenever the dads are involved. And you could just see it in their confidence levels and their self-esteem levels and such. Typically we had focused the dads on not their own child,
sure,
but others, and it was a delight. Absolutely loved it. The best story, though, I have to tell you, was with the mom.
Okay.
So we were doing this scrimmage, and she's filling in the goal for us. This woman is in a dress.
And she came from work?
Yes, exactly. Awesome. Left early to come to work, or come to the practice after work. And she actually dove for a ball in the goal in her dress.
Oh,
this is the commitment level that you see in these
players.
Parents
must have gone nuts.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, good for her. Rob, your idea, open practice is good or bad to open the door and allow parents to come?
I have utilized, like Andy, I've utilized parents in practice to run stations to help keep the kids, especially young kids, moving. As the kids get older, you have more dedicated coaches. So inviting the parents to practice, I think, is a good idea if they're open-minded and understand what they're there to see.
Right.
The majority of the playing time decisions aren't made on game day. They're earned in practice.
Amen. You're preaching to the choir in this room, brother.
And so having parents come and see, you know, when you get questions, especially in college, you get questions like, why is Johnny not playing? Well, I see Johnny Monday through Thursday in practice, and so on Friday he hasn't earned it. You don't come to practice. You just come to the game and have expectations that Johnny should play.
Right.
But the practice is where the kids, that's where they earn their time. So having parents see it, if they're open-minded to seeing it, you know, and can look through a clear visor, not some tinted lens.
Coach, same question?
Yeah, you know, we have the motto of nothing is given. You have to earn everything. So I do have an open door policy. If somebody's really struggling with why their kid's not playing, I am more than happy to have them come in, see exactly what we're seeing in practice. They might not always agree with me, but at the end of the day, I'm doing what's best for our team and our program. You know, I don't have a horse in the race, so we're always going to keep it with that motto. But yeah, you know, parents, if they want to see it, they can.
I was coaching at Dominican for a number of years, and then I left Dominican, and my son was at Calvary Baptist in Menominee Falls. 67 kids in the school. He was a sophomore, and we had 5 seniors on the team. And I started 4 seniors and a sophomore, and he was the best point guard in the school of 67, right? And first 8 minutes of the game, somebody walked behind me, tapped me on the shoulder and said, "Play your seniors," and walked away. Well, I kind of figured out who the guy was since I was playing 4 of them and one was at the end of the bench. So I went and introduced myself to him after the game, and we had that conversation. And I said, "Look, you don't ever do that. Don't ever come and talk to me during a game like that. And if you want to know why your son's not playing, come to 2 practices and watch him get beat like a rented mule. Because I go past him. I can cross him and get to the basket on him. And until he starts playing some defense," he said, "Well, boy, he can shoot the ball." I said, "Yeah, he loves to shoot the ball. He thinks he's open every time. You got to come to a practice. Come to 2 practices." He never showed you a practice, but at the end of the year, he was doing away trips, and he had all the flag, you know, all the rally rags that he got, all the other parents and stuff. So he became a really good parent, but it took a little while to get him there. And I think that the open door policy is like you said, Rob, it's a good thing as long as you set expectations with the parents beforehand.
See, I think we all come into this the same way. I teach a – we have a sport management program at Concordia, and I teach a class, social aspects of sport. And we spend about a week and a half on youth sports in general as a chapter. You could probably do an entire semester on it. We all come into it the same way. We want little Johnny or little Jill to have this great sport experience. Then we all turn crazy, right? Youth sports don't get ruined by kids. They get ruined by adults. And well-intended, rational adults lose their mind. So I tell the students, right now you can't understand crazy parent. But how many of you have had them? In a handful of, you know,
sure.
They put their hands up. My dad was crazy. My mom was crazy. Okay. But I'm telling you, all of you are good kids. When you have kids, you're going to lose your mind. You're going to be crazy. And they're like, no, it won't happen to me. I won't be that guy. I'm like, I'm telling you, I'm that guy sometimes, and I know better. I'm teaching you not to do it, and I still do it.
Yeah.
We get into it with the right intentions, and then somewhere along the line, we lose perspective. And, you know, you talked about your preseason meeting. I learned a lesson from Dave Nelson. He's a really, really good football, high school football coach in the state of Minnesota, won state championships and that kind of thing. And he used to tell me he would have his parent meeting, and he would tell them, all of you are concerned about your child. My job as the head coach is to be concerned about every one of your children.
Yeah.
And we're going to play the best players, and I'm going to treat them all fairly, right? But we're not going to have conversations about playing time. We're not going to have conversations along those lines. But if you have a welfare issue or something along those lines, you feel free to come to me. But at the end of the day.
Yeah. He is, look, that's really good stuff. He's Rob Barnhill. He's the athletic director at Concordia University. Nick Miller, who's getting married, he's going to be a crazy parent one day, just so you know, but he's getting married in this coming year, right?
Yeah, late June.
Late June. And what is your fiance's name?
Her name is Melissa, and she's in kind of our field as well. She's an athletic trainer at Whitefish Bay High School.
She is?
Yep.
Wow, that's awesome. She's a sports fan.
Yeah, she is.
Man, those kids, if you ever have kids, they're going to be sports kids. You know that, right?
And you know, it is hard for me to put things into perspective sometimes because I'm not in that realm. I don't have a kid of my own. And I guess that's one benefit of being the head of a program, as you can say, you don't have a horse in the race. So I'm going to look at every kid, and every kid's the same, like Rob was just mentioning. And I'm going to do what's best for our program, not just one individual.
And he's Nick Miller, head boys basketball coach at Cedarburg High School, the 2-0. He said I had to say that. Nick said, if you're going to have me on, I'm not coming in the studio unless you call us the 2-0 Bulldogs. Also joined Allstate Insurance. Again, I can't thank you guys enough. Andy Ayers, he handles the Cedarburg. That's where his office is. But he'll help you wherever you are. You can call them 262-474-1200. 262-474-1200. Or you can just Google Allstate Insurance, Andy Ayers. It's E-Y-E-R-S. And he will take good care of you. His office is on Washington Avenue in beautiful Norman Rockwell City Lake of Cedarburg. I got two sisters. Cedarburg High School, if you threw a rock from the north to the south, you'd hit their houses.
So, I usually do that.
So exactly. You know what? You're the guy hitting their house. This is the U Sports Show brought to you by Allstate Insurance on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
What child is this? On Mary's lap is sleeping.
Oh, welcome back to the U Sports Show brought to you by Allstate Insurance. Are you in good hands? On Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. I am Mike McGivern alongside Andy Ayers. He is the Allstate Insurance rep, one of six guys that are partnering with me on this show along with Allstate Corporate. So thank you for that. His phone number. Out in Cedarburg is 262-474-1200. Also joined by Nick Miller. He is the head boys basketball coach at Cedarburg High School. And Rob Barnhill, he's the athletic director at Concordia University. And the topic of today's U Sports Show is I guess, parents in U Sports and some of the things that, I guess, the tips that we who have been around this thing for a long time, you know, first of all, thank you for being involved. And thank you for getting your kids involved. I, for one, think that we learn and we're able to teach so many life lessons through U Sports. It's such a great thing for these kids to get involved. You know, the friendships that they learn, how to accept winning, how to accept losing, how to be competitive, you know, how to cheer for kids on your team. All these things. Look, guys, when I coached AAU basketball, my son Matthew now is he's married. They just had their first child 6 months ago, little Liam Michael McGivern. Little Irish boy, a name like that, he'll be in jail when he's 12, man. He scares me, right? But when I see his kids, his buddies that he played AAU basketball with, they never talk about wins and losses. They never talk about we won the state, you know, a bunch of years. We went to nationals. They talk about, you remember we threw Matthew in the pool when we were in Indiana? do you remember when we did this and we snuck out of the room when we were in Rockford? And yeah, that's the stuff they talk about. So those kind of lessons that we can teach through U Sports, I think, is really important. I got out of AAU basketball, guys, because it got too dirty for me. I couldn't do it anymore. And so I feel bad for some of these AAU guys that roll the ball out and say, hey, look, look at what a great coach I am, and the parents expect all of this stuff. When we're talking about the parent involvement, very seldom, Andy, do people do what you did and say, hey, look, I've had really good experience. I had a mom in a dress that started trying to save shots at a soccer practice, and I don't know if we only highlight the bad stuff. So I appreciate you allowing us on the show that you're here to talk a little bit about some of the really good stuff that parents do, because, look, it takes a lot of time and it takes a lot of effort and sometimes a lot of cash on their part to be involved in these programs.
Yeah, it takes a heck of a lot of time. And not only all the prep time, making sure that their person is ready to go for the game, but then also be on time.
Right.
And pick them up on time. Nothing worse than when you're the last one waiting for your mom to show up or your dad to show up and pick you up. So it's so great when they stay that involved. I see a big, huge personal growth opportunity for the kids and U Sports. For example, I've seen children who are like in a shell. They don't talk anymore. They're kind of shy. Maybe they're getting picked on a little bit at school. And all of a sudden, you get them out on the field and you get them successful at something out on
right.
that field.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, you got a smile on their face. They're walking a little bit different. They're making friends at school a lot better. Awesome. Or even on the other side, you may have someone who's perhaps a little self-focused. And now you can't have that out on the field on a team sport.
Right.
So all of a sudden, they're learning skills to be less about themselves, more about team. And again, it's just rounding them out as an individual in just such a beautiful way.
Hey, Rob, and you've done a lot of different sports at a lot of different levels. And I think we're just touching the surface on that part of it, on what U Sports can bring for kids. One of the most important things in my mind is when you made that line about coaches coach and kids play and parents pay. Look, there's a lot to that, and I think that's really correct. Where I seem to have some issues is when the parent might be fine in the stands, but when they get home, they're saying, look, your coach doesn't know what he's doing. You know what? Here's how you do this. I don't care if you're double-teamed. I want you to pull that shot, or I want you to do this or that. So that's where, and I can see it as a coach. As I got older and more experienced as a coach, I could see that I was working with these kids one way, and they'd come start practice doing something totally different. And I knew that their mom or dad at home was saying, no, this is the way I want you to do it.
USA Hockey published an article several years ago, and it was a campaign, an article, then it led to an ad campaign, Don't Coach in the Minivan. And it was designed to tell parents, look, don't, after the game, go take them to buy ice cream. Don't deconstruct the entire game and give them a hard time. With my first kid, that's when I made the majority of the mistakes, is with my first one. I tell you a quick funny story. We were at the ice rink in West Bend, and it's his last squirt or peewee game. He's going to the next level, and I'm like, we turn the radio up. I'm like, this is the last game. You're going to go hard. You're going to do this. You're going to do this. You're going to do this. They drop the puck. He goes down, scores a goal. Next possession, drops the puck, scores a goal. Next possession, figure eights on the ice. And I'm screaming, skate, skate.
Yeah.
There's a dead whistle. He pulls his helmet up, takes his glove off, skates by the stands, and puts the loser sign on his forehead and shows it to me in front of all these people. Everyone is howling in laughter. I'm absolutely embarrassed, but I learned my lesson. Stop yelling from the stands, right? Keep your mouth shut.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to hear that nonsense. And it's a funny way for me to have had to learn, all right, the coach's coach, let me just get him to the rink, right?
And I think that's pretty important. You know what? That is a valuable lesson.
Mm-hmm.
That the fact that you would share that with us. My wife and I, when Matthew went to college and played Division III college basketball, she wouldn't sit next to me because she said I didn't cheer correctly. And I'm still not exactly sure what that means. But the other thing that I was shocked at And Nick, this is really important for you where you are in your life. He played at Maranatha Baptist Bible College, played Division III, and if he had a game at home and it was packed, and I would sit again away from my wife and I'd be at the top of the stands, he said, "I can't hear my coach on the sidelines, but I hear everything you say." I go, "What?" He said, how many times are you going to say, you're going to knock down a shot today? Are you going to defend even one kid? I go, "You heard that?" He goes, "Dad, I'm so tuned into your voice. I hear all of it. I hear it all. So be careful." And I go, "You got it. You know what? I didn't know that." And so as you move on in this beautiful journey of love and whatever happens with you, understand that, boy, there are some really valuable lessons that you're learning way ahead of some of the times that guys like me learned them. So the parents that you're dealing with now in Cedarburg, and again, we asked about that preseason kind of, hey, here's what we talk about. Do you also talk to the freshman parents and the JV parents as well?
Yeah, it's our entire program. You know, we pack them into an area and basically go through all of our expectations for the season on the court, off the court, for the parents and the players. So, you know, most programs are going to have the 24-hour rule, and that refers to the parents have to wait 24 hours before they contact the coach if there is an issue of any sort. Because I think a lot of people, it's easy for them to sit behind a computer, type something nasty up, and then go ahead and deliver it. A lot of people are thinking irrationally after a game. So, you know, we have that 24-hour rule in place. But I also, you know, have the 24-hour rule in place for them the way they talk to their child. Great if you want to, you know, explain to your kid what they did or did not do on the floor. But wait 24 hours again, because that kid's probably emotional after the game.
You bet.
You're emotional after the game. So to say something negative towards the child, that's just obviously destructive.
Hey, so first year that I haven't coached in a long time, right? And it's a little bit tough. I've been to more games because I made a bunch of promises to people. "Well, I'd come see your son play or your nephew play, but I'm coaching." Well, now I'm not. So they're calling going, "Hey, remember you promised me." Well, about, I don't know, 8 weeks ago now, it was a nice out on a Sunday evening. And I said to my wife, "Hey, I'm going to park my car." And I went past a playground and there was a mom on the playground with her son. And she was trying to rebound for him. And so I brought my car right up on the playground. And I said, "Do you mind if I put your son through some drills?" And she goes, "Sure. Are you a coach?" I go, "Yeah, I've coached a long time. But I want you to sit and watch as I do this. So when I leave, you can just elbow to elbow, pump fake, right dribble." And she goes, "You know, when he's practicing, he looks pretty good. When he plays, he looks like a clown." And I said to the young man, "Hey, take a couple free throws. You come here once." I've never met these people in my life. And I go, "Come here. He's in eighth grade. Don't ever say that about him. Ever." She goes, "Well, no, I go, "Don't say that." I said, "Maybe he plays like a clown because you say stupid stuff like that." And she kind of looked at me. I said, "Don't do it. Do you know how many eighth grade boys right now are in the basement playing video games? He's working. He's working." So 45 minutes later, I'm just going to park my car. I miss four calls from my wife. I get home and I'm full of sweat. She's like, "Where have you been?" I said, "I was putting a kid through some drills in the playground." She's like, "You're not really retired." I said, "I needed a fix, man. I just needed a fix." But this mom calling this kid a clown, you could see his whole demeanor just change. And I hope I told him about the show, and I hope if she's listening that she doesn't do that anymore. We are talking about parent involvement in youth sports and what a positive experience really good parents can make. The role model parents can really make a positive experience for these kids. And then another article I read is how, you know, parents are ruining youth sports it starts by talking about a buddy of his who put together a six-year-old select soccer or a hockey team, and how his best friend across the street was a hockey kid as well. They were best friends and all they talked about was hockey. Well, this parent didn't pick his buddy, this little six-year-old's buddy. So now they don't talk anymore. The dads don't talk, kids don't talk. And that's the kind of stuff that we just got to be really careful. They're six-year-old kids. We'll continue our conversation. Andy Ayers, who is Allstate Insurance, he's part of this youth program, and I can't thank him enough. His office is out in Cedarburg on Washington Avenue, along with Nick Miller, head boys basketball coach at the 2-0 Cedarburg Bulldogs, and Rob Barnhill. He is the athletic director at Concordia University. This is the Youth Sports Show, brought to you by Allstate Insurance on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Bethlehem and see.
Welcome back to the U Sports Show, brought to you by Allstate Insurance. On Sports Radio 105.7 FM, the Fan, Mike McGivern, alongside Andy Irish from Allstate Insurance. His office in Cedarburg on Washington Avenue. Also joined by Rob Barnhill, he's the athletic director at Concordia University, and Nick Miller, head basketball coach, head boys basketball coach at Cedarburg High School. They've got an event coming up December 20th and 21st, the Nicky Doden's Memorial Tournament. And, you know, Nick, I want to say well done. Is this something that has been running for a while?
Yeah, this is the 17th year they've been running it. Well, at least Nicky's been passed for 17 years.
Right.
The Doden's family is a staple in Cedarburg. They're great, great people.
It's a basketball family.
It is. It is.
Big basketball family.
Yeah, the boys came through and they had stellar careers in high school and college. And Nicky, unfortunately, lost her life during the basketball season, I believe, of her senior year. So they've been running this tournament for some time now. And last year is actually the first year that the boys got involved with it. Really cool event. There's a lot of basketball. But on the final night before the boys' championship game, there's a representative from each of the eight schools that receives the Nicky Award. So there's an award ceremony, and it's really emotional. They talk about Nicky and what she stood for. She was a great human being, not just a great basketball player. And so all eight teams surround the floor. It's a really cool scene. And then the eight recipients come out on the floor after there's a little speech done. And it's just a unique event. It's not something you see very often in the way they run it. So it's really cool, and I'm glad that the boys are a part of it now.
Well, and I love the fact that, you know, you understand the history, and you know how important that is to that community. And for you as a young, you know, boys head coach to jump right in and say, look, yeah, we want in, and well, what can we do to make it bigger and better? And if I can do anything here and, you know, on this station, let me know. Again, it's the Nicky Doden's Memorial Tournament, December 20th and 21st at Cedarburg High School. Go out and support these guys. You know, support this this great family, and it really is. Look, I didn't like them when they were whacking my kid over at Maranatha and beating them when they were at Concordia and all that kind of stuff. But boy, they were really good players, and just a well respected family. And if you've been involved in high school sports, high school basketball in particular, in this area, you know the Doden's family. So. Go out December 20th and 21st again and support this. And if you can get out there for that just before the championship game of the boys, sounds like a really great event. Hey, Andy, during the break, we were talking about some of the things that we need to make sure we get to before the show ends. And one of the things you had talked about is, look, what after the game, how do we handle after the game as parents? How would I hope they handle after the game? And you've got some ideas on that.
Yeah, I think both Nick and Rob did a great job of saying, you know, outside of the games, give it a rest. And I know our parents were coached at the end of the game to go back to their child and reestablish that relationship and support and tell them three things. One, good job in the game. Way to go. Number two, I love you. That show of support. Number three, let's go get something to eat, which then gives you a whole nother opportunity to build that relationship, parent-child.
You know, I to add to that, and I agree with that, to add to that, and I don't know where I read it, but I thought it and it stuck with me, to say, look, I'm proud of you, and I can't wait to see you play again. You know, that I think that kids look for that. You know what? Yeah, look, you pitched today. You gave up three home runs in an inning, and they took you out. It's okay. I'm proud of you. I can't wait to see you play next time. You know what? I'll be here. I'm not going anywhere, and you're going to be fine. Rob, your idea, let me just play devil's advocate a little bit with what Andy said. To tell your son or daughter after a game that they played great, whether they played great or not, I struggle a little bit, Andy. I'm sorry that I'm going to disagree with you on that a little bit, but as a guy who doesn't believe in participation medals, if my son didn't play a good game, I might not say you played horrible today, but I'm not going to tell him he played a great game. He knows.
Yeah, we've struggled with that in our household. So I coached college football for 20 plus years, and in 2008 was my last season. And one of the deciding factors, contributing factors for me walking away was I was struggling coaching entitled kids, kids that have been lied to by their parents. And I have had kids that and parents say, look, little Johnny can play. Well, no, he can't. And you're telling him he can, and you're misleading and misguiding this kid. There's got to be a certain amount of reality brought to the situation. And my wife and I, we took pride early, and then we probably chastised ourselves late. But we were going to be honest with our kids. If you play well, we'll tell you. If you don't, we're going to tell you.
Yeah.
We're not going to gas you up, right? We're not going to pump your tires. We're going to tell you the truth.
Yeah.
But there's a certain way to do that without demoralizing them. I haven't found it yet,
yeah,
but there's a certain way
either,
to do it.
Either if I, yeah, and Andy, if you find it, you know, please let, call Rob, call yeah, me, and make sure that yeah, Nick gets it. So, you know, when he ties the knot, if they have children, they get it. So I know there's a zillion ways to do this thing right. There's a zillion ways to do it wrong. And I know that, you know, Andy, you think, look, this is what's worked for me, so good for you. I just had a hard time with that one, and it sounds, Rob, like you did as well.
Yeah.
In this article, and I gave this one to you guys, I thought this was a really good thing. They said, look, here's some guidelines for parents to give their children who participate in sports. There's three, to this writer, said there's three simple rules. First, once you start, you finish. Don't allow your child to quit a team for any reason other than personal or psychological safety. It may feel good at the time, but quitting has long time standing effect. Second, the coach's decision is final. Do not intercede or interfere whether you like the decision or not. And third, teach the player do whatever it takes to make the team successful. Personal glory pales in relationship to team success. And I liked that paragraph. I thought, you know what? You're right. I have found over the years as a coach, once as a parent, you allow your kid to quit mid-season because the coach yells at them or because they're not getting enough time, the second time they want to quit gets way easier. And the third time is just like nothing. It's like changing their shirt. He yelled at me. I'm done. I'm walking away.
I worked for a guy that used to say that, and he would say, you know, quitting becomes easier. And once you do it, you open a door for a lifetime of quitting.
Yes.
And I'm going to tell you a really quick story. Matt Chatham is a name that you may or may not recognize. Matt played for the New England Patriots. He's now the sideline voice for New England Patriot broadcast. When Matt was a freshman at the University of South Dakota, after our first orientation meeting, he came in the coach's office, wanted to call his parents, and wanted to quit. So I'm sitting there. This kid was a great high school football player. He calls his parents. I'm standing behind him, and I can hear the conversation. I want to come home. What do you mean? What do you mean in the yard? What do you mean I don't have any place to live? And the dad's telling him, if you come home and you turn down the scholarship, all your stuff's going to be in the driveway. You're not going to have a place to live.
Good for him. Yeah.
So the kid stuck it out, ended up with a 8-9, 10-year career in the NFL, won the Super Bowl, was Tom Brady's roommate on the road. So that one moment of, I don't want to do this,
right,
would have deprived and robbed him of this lifetime of riches that he got. And I don't mean monetary riches.
Right.
I mean lifetime of just experience that he would have been deprived of.
Hey, really quick. So my son now is obviously in the business world, and he's doing really well. And I got a call about, I don't know, 4 or 5 months ago. And he said, hey, I got to tell you something. I was in, he travels just a little bit, and he was in a meeting. And the woman said, hey, listen, I got to cut this short because I got to get my son to AAU practice. And Matthew said, really? You know, I played some AAU. And the woman was like, you know what that is? And he said, yeah, I played a lot of years of AAU basketball. And they had 15-minute conversation about it. Got to the airport and called me. And he said, hey, look, I have to tell you, I thought all the stuff that we did was normal. I thought that's what everybody does. And I've come to realize that the amount of time and effort and money that you and mom put in, that's not normal. And he said, Dad, I see things in the business world as a point guard. That's how I see it. I get in the gap and I kick the guys that are hot, or I could see things 2 or 3 steps ahead, but that's how I think as a point guard. And I appreciate all the stuff that you did. I don't appreciate you yelling at me. Maybe you should have played me a little bit more. But other than that, it all worked out really well. Guys, we're going to get to a break. Other side of the break, we'll continue our conversation. Andy Ayers, who is Allstate Insurance rep, and I can't, again, his agency is in Cedarburg, 262-474-1200. Does a great job in that area, and he would love to be involved. If you're a youth sports program, you know, in that area or even surrounding areas, and you want to talk to Andy about coming out and speaking to your guys or getting involved in a tournament or something you're involved in, I would highly recommend you talk to him because he believes in giving back to the community, getting involved in youth sports. He's a big believer in it. And I didn't, you know, we disagree on a couple of things, but that's all right. We're a couple of guys. We can do that. His, again, he's on Washington Avenue in Cedarburg, also joined by Nick Miller, the 2-0 Bulldogs head basketball coach at Cedarburg, and Rob Barnhill. He's the athletic director at Concordia University. This is the U Sports Show, brought to you by Allstate Insurance on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Now said the shepherd boy to the mighty king.
The U Sports Show brought to you by Allstate Insurance. Boys, you like my bumper music?
Mm-hmm.
I got killed on the last show. Killed. Randy Miller. I've got no Hanukkah music. I can't find it other than Adam Sandler. And they were like, you can't. And I, oh, I'm playing. This is what I play, man. So hopefully I'm glad you guys like it. We are talking about parent involvement in the youth sports and how, look, there are ways to be a really good advocate and parent to your son and daughter. One thing I did when I was coaching Matthew, guys, is I read a book called Coaching Our Sons by Coach Tank in Dodgeville, and it's old now. It's an old book. You can still find it on Amazon, I believe, or Barnes & Noble. But I read it a number of times, and what I got from that book was once we got to the kitchen table, I was his father. And so after games, sometimes he would try to jump in his mom's car and beat me to the kitchen table. I'd be standing there waiting on him outside because I got a few things to say to you as your coach, and then we'll go have a pizza or whatever. The whole thing of coaching our kids, and maybe that's the next show we do, Andy, because that's a whole different animal. You know, that is a whole different animal. And then when you're taken out of that role and you have to be a parent and be in the stands, I found that a little difficult as well because that transition of me being able to take him out of a game and have that conversation with him to say, look, sit down. Until you play defense, you're going to sit next to me. And now I'm sitting in the stands, and if he's not playing defense, I can't take him out. So that's a whole nother show. Andy, when you coached for how long, by the way?
About 10 years.
10 years. And soccer's been – but that's your love.
Yep, absolutely.
And your daughters?
Yep. I coached my sons first, but my daughters were way more successful.
Yeah? enjoyed the game more?
Loved it. We understood how to support them better. My youngest one, Kelly, ended up with Homestead at state level 2 years in a row.
That's awesome.
Championship.
Your wife is a sports fan as well?
Yeah, she's a fantastic supporter and fantastic mother.
You have to be, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, she we're not talking to her today about being a parent. She wasn't like yelling at refs and getting thrown out or anything.
No, that would be me.
That would be you.
Yeah.
Hey, if we have new parents to sports that are listening, and it's amazing how many people come up to me during the week and ask me questions about the U Sports Show. Look, I do a number of shows on the airwaves here, and this is one that gets a lot of questions about, hey, have you thought about this, or have you brought this in? Andy, if we're talking to new parents, and what would you tell them as far as trying to set expectations for them to be part of this team if they were going to be part of your soccer team?
Yeah, so like I said, I was one that wanted the parent involvement. I liked them being there and supporting it. And it's all about the child, right? That's why we do it. And I was U9, U10, a little bit younger than these guys. So a little bit more even playing time kind of thing. But I was able to work with the parents. And if you got good relationships with them, they're going to understand game time situations and a slight imbalance in play time, they forgave that, no problem.
Yeah. Hey, in one other article that, and we didn't get to a lot of this, but this is, I like this. It's called, it's from Penn State, and it's Penn State Extension who wrote this, and it's risks of athletic participation. And I highlighted this. Participation in youth sports and all sports also has a potential to be a negative experience for youth, depending on the program's atmosphere. This atmosphere is nothing, has nothing to do with winning or losing. Rather, it depends on how the coaches and parents handle themselves and the philosophy of the sports program and the sports organization. And I think that's right. You know what? You can go, you can not win a game, and it can still be a really good experience for these young athletes.
Yeah, earlier you were mentioning you creating a list of all the positive attributes of participation in youth sport. Very rarely do we comprise the same list for all the negative things that could potentially happen.
Amen,
to you.
Yes.
And I think we need to highlight those as well. So parents, new parents, or even older parents that have had kids, we all make the same mistakes, and we can all learn from each other. If we keep it in perspective, which is very, very difficult for us to do, they're kids. All they want to do is play. Right? They know, especially from like 6 to 12, they just want to play.
They just want to play.
They want to play.
The same article, Coach, and Nick, I'm going to tell you this. The researchers found that the top five reasons for kids to stop playing sports were they lost interest, not having fun, too much time required, coach was a poor teacher, and too much pressure. And if you look at those, if parent involvement, in my view, if parent involvement is done correctly, the kid's not going to lose interest. It says not having fun. As a parent, I can make sure the kid's having fun, whether I'm coaching the team or not, because if I'm having fun with him or her, as Andy talked about, look, the girls he coached, they lit up when the dads got involved in practice. So we do that. Too much time required. Not if I'm with them. Not if I'm taking them to practice, hanging out at practice. It's not too much time. Coach is a poor teacher. Look, I can deflect that as a parent. And too much pressure, that's coming from home.
Yeah, at the end of the day, I mean, we're all in this, you know, this field to have fun. You know, the kids are out there to have fun and play the sport. Coaches usually coach because they want to keep that competition level in their life and they want to enjoy the experience. So, you know, it's really important that we put things in perspective and make sure at the end of the day, these kids are having a positive experience. I think in youth sports, we see it too often where the parents have a lot at stake for some reason. They have some type of reason behind it that my kid has to do this so he can get to this point, or she has to get to this point, where the kids necessarily don't think that way.
Yeah, I agree. Guys, this is Andy, thank you for this. And once again, thank you for sponsoring this show and being a partner with me on the U Sports Show. I really appreciate your willingness to do this.
Yeah, thanks so much, Mike.
Yeah, you bet. Rob, it's good to see you again.
Good seeing you.
Yeah, I'll see you in a couple weeks. Yep. Nick, congratulations, 2-0. Keep it going. Keep it rolling. I'd like to invite you to come back one day to come on from 10 to noon on my high school basketball coaching show.
Yeah, that would be great. Thanks, Mike, for the opportunity.
Yeah, you bet. Thanks for listening. This is the U Sports Show. Again, brought to you by Allstate Insurance. Are you in good hands? On Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.